Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Rose, my guest today, who I am very much geeking out about as a gamer myself. Live from Virginia in America, our first kind of transatlantic interaction, and it's on Zoom, which is a difficulty in itself. Mikkel Sinner, director, actor, and most infamously known for playing Tracy the Santa in the GTA 5 series. How are you?
I'm good, Jamie. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah. Good. Once again, this has been. I am slightly geeking out, and as soon as I realised we was kind of doing it, I was going to everyone. I was going, "You'll never guess who I'm speaking to." Can you remember Tracy the Santa? You know when you were like sneaking around the house in like GTA 5 when we was all like fitting in that. Yeah, that one. Everyone was like, "Oh my god!" But yeah, are you okay today?
Am I what?
Are you all okay? Are you okay?
Am I okay?
Yeah. See, it's an English. It's an English to American thing as well.
Is that? Yeah. It means something different, I think. Right? Like it's like.
I'm guessing.
What
so,
is it? Yeah,
I'm
I think
guessing so.
Yes. yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, currently it's currently 4 p.m. here, and is it 11 a.m. in East Coast? If I'm right,
it is 11. Yes.
What are your plans for today? Is there anything that we have interrupted?
Oh no, I'm doing my taxes.
That tedious stuff.
I just moved, so there's like boxes to unpack, and we're doing a kitchen renovation, and yeah. I don't know. Life is a little chaotic and crazy right now, but it's all good. It's exciting. It's pouring rain here, so I'll probably mostly be inside. I'm doing also, I have a film that's on the festival circuit that I made, and I have another interview for that. We're screening in New York next month at a theater in Midtown. So I have an interview for that as well. So
yeah.
Bunch of different things.
Yeah, there's so many different things that are kind of occupying your life right now. Before we go into, I mean, the obvious, for would you say that that's what you probably get recognized the most for would be Tracy? Or do you now get it for the directing of Unpacking that we'll go into in just a little bit?
I mean, I would say because I'm kind of like can go through life just as a normal person for the most part, because I mean, let's face it, the most iconic thing I've done was it's like a doppelganger of me. It's not really me. It's like this animated, weird, it sits in this weird place, right? So it's not like someone's going to recognize me. And even my voice is, you know, there's hints of Tracy, but it's not like up here, you know? I have to throw my voice. Did I just scare you? I can do her whenever I want. Obviously, it's mine, but, you know, that's like, thank God I don't really
amazing.
Have that voice in real life.
That is amazing. Oh, I wish I had that talent just to. Do you ever do that like on the phone, like randomly? Do you ever just like...
Oh, I mean, I do it for, you know, I do it for friends, or if I, you know, like there's, I have like friends, kids or friend. I have friends that like, you know, like you maybe geek out about it a little bit. Yeah. So I will do it as like, I don't know, a favor for someone's birthday or something like that. But in general, no. But yeah, of course.
Get on Cameo doing a load of like kind of on Cameo.
I mean, I could do Cameo. Yeah, maybe. It's kind of not how I want to spend my time, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, it's I'm not saying like I wouldn't or I'm not. I'm just I guess I'm lucky enough to not have to do it on Cameo. So but it's more fun to do kind of when I want to for someone, you know, if they're like you, that's really excited about it.
Yeah.
So,
it's still baffling to me this day. Before we do get into it, I do want to talk about your new movie. You've stepped away from acting and now it's directing. You're in the director's chair for the new movie, Unpacking. Like you say, it's on the kind of New York circuit and independent. Talk to me about that, kind of making that.
So I shot the film in Bali a couple years ago. I co-directed it with another woman named Alexandra Clayton. The two of us, we also are in it. We play sisters in the film. So
oh, okay. Yeah.
I haven't stepped away from acting. I think I've just expanded
into
kind
both.
Of like a multi-hyphenate, you know? So
A Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, where you're both directing and acting
yes,
at the same time.
There you go. That's right.
Is that a hard thing to kind of do, though, to kind of direct yourself?
Yes.
Or do you leave it to the other person? Do you kind of leave it to your co-director to direct you and then vice versa?
I was, That's true. I was very lucky to have her. We've been such great partners, and she has different skill sets than me, and I think I have different skill sets than her, so we complement each other very well. I think definitely the most challenging were the few. It's an ensemble piece, so we didn't have to. It wasn't like, there was like six main characters, so we didn't have to always be kind of splitting that headspace between director and actor, which is really opposite sides of your brain. I really think that's true. Like, as an actor, I think you have to be really unself-conscious and kind of just let go. And as a director, you have to really like focus in. So it's a very, very self-conscious almost directing. And I definitely prefer the other. Like, I prefer to kind of just fall into like the, I guess, the cloud of acting where you can kind of let go and see what comes out after you've done your work, as opposed to like that hyper focus of
Yeah.
directing. But that said, I really do enjoy the experience of creating my own projects, and I like the dichotomy of both creating something that kind of I envisioned and then also embodying a character within it. So not always. I also really like working on other people's work, but yeah.
It kind of helps when you've written, so you've already written that character in your mind. You're kind of you don't have to find somebody as I suppose as a director to play that vision if you're already kind of having that as an idea. You can play that in yourself type thing. Or is it
I guess
easier
it's just
finding someone that embodies a character that isn't yourself? Or is it easier writing a character that you can envision in your own mind so it stays in your own mind? You don't have to push it onto another actor to say, oh, here's how this character is. This is how she thinks. This is how she acts.
What I think it is just that I have a degree of control over the stories that I'm telling, as opposed to just being like sometimes when you're a part of someone else's project, you don't always know the whole vision of it. And so can you see all of it then? I don't know. It's just I guess I've over the years have realized I'm a storyteller in addition to just being an actor. And I don't know if I'm gonna direct. I probably will direct other things, but I think I see myself more as like a writer, actor, producer that will, help shape projects like on a
Yes.
larger sense and then
Yes.
have a part in a role when they're my own. But I don't necessarily want to continue directing them because it's like it's just too many. It takes so long, and there's so
Yeah.
many little details. And I really do love the acting element of it and the storytelling element of it. And there's a lot of technical things that go into being a director that
They
I
just
could
don't.
totally leave behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just quickly before we do move on from the movie, is it your first directorial debut? Is it a debut for you?
Yes, it
Yeah,
is.
was it? Yeah, you excited about the movie? Obviously, it's coming out on like a. Is I don't really understand. What is it like? A kind of independent American circuit for this kind of
It's an
festival?
independent film, and it has like screened internationally. It's screened in Cyprus. It's screened in it's on the festival circuit. So the way that indie films work is they get made independently, so they're financed independently outside of a studio, and then they go to festival like often they'll go the festival route where they screen within film festivals and then sometimes win awards, and that kind of builds a case for some sort of studio buying the film and then distributing it. So eventually, like probably within the year, we'll be on like a platform, like Hulu or
Yeah.
Apple or
Or
something like
something.
that. But this is sort of the in-between of what happens before distribution.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I've never ever kind of fully understood it. But
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
no, that
confusing.
it sounds very exciting though to kind of know that like all that you've put your work into could get picked up by any number of people. You're not making it for one distributor. It can be picked up by any number. So I can suppose
Yes,
that is very
it is
much exciting.
exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be quite exciting. Another thing that I do want to focus on, because I went through your kind of Instagram and your social medias, you're very kind of passionate about kind of women in media and also during the actors' strike, she was on the kind of picket lines. I mean, talk to me, one, about your passion for kind of women in media. I believe you have, is it a podcast that you have about it? Or have,
I
yeah.
did have a podcast. I had a podcast with my friend Jessica Rotundi, who's also in my film. So
Okay.
she plays a character named Jackie in
Yeah.
Unpacking. She's a really great actress, and she's also a stand-up comedian. And so the two of us, we did have a podcast for a while. Again, I think it's just like, I don't know, there's only 20. I really wish there were more than 24 hours in a day. There's just like
Yeah.
not enough,
There's a lot of things that you've got on your plate
There's a
right now.
lot of things I want to do. Yeah, so it's like, where do you spend your energy? But yeah, that period where we were interviewing women in film was really exciting because it was I guess I'm interested in the blueprint of how people find success. I think, when I like earlier on in my career, I listened to a lot of Marc Maron's podcasts, like the long form interviews that kind of, being an artist is like there's no straight path to do it, right? Like you're kind of just finding your way, and it's not like go to this school and get these grades and then you get placed in a hospital and then and then you're a doctor. Like it's a very sort of unconventional path, and
Yeah.
it people do it in all kinds of different ways. They do it with degrees, they do it without degrees, they do it over the long period of time, or they hit big really early and then they're in the limelight and then they like fizzle out because they it was too soon, or there's a million different ways that kind of people come.
In the greatest respect, how do you feel when you place kind of, I mean, how old was you when you did Tracy? Before we do go fully into it, how old was you when you did do Tracy? Do you kind of feel that as a way? That it was such a big project that then afterwards it was perhaps maybe too big too soon, or how do you feel on that kind of stance?
I feel like this is a really long game being an actor or a creative, and it's really important not to kind of think like, oh, this is it. This is the thing that's going to be the
Yeah.
thing, because I think you always have to be fresh and reinventing yourself and letting go of
Yeah.
your ego. And as soon as you think you're great, you're not.
Yeah.
You have,
Yeah.
I think that's life, right? Like you're
Yeah.
not interesting if like if I'm just talking to you and I'm like, I'm amazing, talk to
Yeah.
me. Like you're gonna lose interest,
We should more than welcome to do, Mikhail. You're
So
very happy to
boring.
do. You're very happy to do
No.
that if that's what you if you
But
want this interview to
no.
be.
But do you know what but you know what I mean though?
I
It's
do.
like you
I
have
do,
to, I
yeah.
don't know. I think like sometimes you look at actors that like some of my favorite actors, like their best work is like right when they start. And sometimes like I feel like to build a career and continue to be fresh and be interesting like for so many years is its own process. And I also think that I don't know, I always want to be working on things that engage me and are interesting to me, not just like that pay the bills,
Yeah.
or I don't know. I don't
Yeah.
want to die. I don't ever want to dial it in, but no, I
Not
don't
just
think
go for the
like,
money, go for the creativity, go for what you believe in as a project.
yeah, because I do think that stories have the power to shift consciousness and be, like we, like as artists, I mean, we're not, you're not saving lives in this direct way, like, but you do have, you can influence thought on sort of like a global level if you reach enough, of an audience to have something to say where people are listening to you and wanting to hear the kind of stories that you want to tell. And so I guess I want to be in the world and tell interesting stories that have something to say that help heal the world, because I think the world is really messed up, and
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to just be in the world telling stories that don't matter.
Yes. No. Definitely. No, yeah. If there's something important to say, it has to be said.
Yeah.
Which I fully agree with. I mean, we've been dancing around the topic anyway. Tracy
Get into
Chadwick.
it. Come on, ask me all the things.
No, it's
Speak
fine.
up.
I
I'm
wanted
ready
to,
for
I yeah, I
it.
wanted to kind of talk about unpacking, and also I wanted to kind of talk about kind of how you feel, because in a certain way I do feel like you are kind of an activist as well, in a certain way, especially, and I think most actors find themselves in this way, especially with the actors' strike that is thankfully over. But yeah, I mean, the elephant in the room slightly. Have you played the game, and like how many people would you say that you know that have played it?
Oh gosh. I
Have
mean,
you played it yourself? That's
yes, I have played it. I
How's
have
your
to
husband?
admit,
How's your husband?
You know, I don't think my husband has
Is he
played
not?
it. No,
Have
I
you
don't
not, have
think
you
he
ever asked
has.
him? Have you never asked
Well,
him?
we
Or he just danced around the
I will ask
topic?
him. I will ask him after this, but I don't think he has because we have.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting because you know when the game first came out, you know, Rockstar sent me like the game to play, but they didn't send me like the console to play on. So, you know, I don't actually have a console to play the game, you know, so it's not like high on my list
Well, so
of
they just
things
said,
to
well, so they've sent
it's
you an Xbox game without said Xbox to play on, assuming that you've.
yes, exactly. Like that's like so it's like okay, thanks, but yeah, so I have to go to someone else's house to play the game. You know, I mean,
Okay.
I guess I could buy, obviously, I could buy the console,
Yeah.
but I also, yeah, it's this weird. I didn't know anything about the gaming. I mean, I'd been in one other game before I did GTA 5, but it never came out. It was a game
Oh.
that, like, it was called, actually, interestingly enough, it was with Stephen Ogg.
Okay.
So he and I did a game. I think we found out there was someone that worked on GTA 5 who also worked on that game, and I think the game was called like Ride to Hell. Like it also had like a
Yeah.
note, you know, like a lot of these games
Yeah.
like there's so much like mystery around them, so
Yeah.
there's not like a name. Like I didn't, you know, when I signed on to do this, like it didn't even have the name it had,
That
you know,
was one of my
so
questions, 'cause
it's
I
very shrouded in secrecy. And so that
Yeah.
game before, Steven and I were in this game together. It was like a motorcycle game, and I think I played a truck driver named Candy in this game, and he was like, I don't know, whatever. But that game
Yeah.
never came out, so I didn't really know. I really had nothing really could prepare me for how big of
It
a
was going to
project this
be,
would
yeah.
have been. But at the same time, because you know, I'm not animated in real life,
Yeah.
and you know, so I can walk through life and
Yeah.
people don't recognize me as Tracy, and my voice is different enough that
Yeah.
like you have to know that I'm in that game in order to know that I
Yeah.
did it, you know,
That
so
makes
it's sort
sense.
of like this secret, it's I'm like a secret power I have, I
Yeah.
suppose, you know, so it
There's a
can be
level
like
of
I can
fame
be,
and anonymity, like I would say,
yes, I kind
anonymity that
of
came with
get
that.
to have both, you
Yes.
know, like I can kind of walk through life as like a normal, like,
Yeah.
I don't know, like non-actor. But then if people find out about
Yeah.
that, depending on if there's very few people that haven't at least heard of
Yeah, yes.
GTA, like they
And
might
yeah.
not have actually played it, but it is an it's iconic enough that like you have to be kind of sitting under a rock
Yeah,
to have not
you have your
heard about
own you have your
it.
own fan page on if you actually type in Tracy DeSanti, you have your own fan page and like backstory that I bet even you didn't even know there was a backstory
Yeah,
that
there
led
is
that
like there you're right, and it is, it's weird in the sense that like the game came out 10 years ago and still, like, I mean, I have my fr a friend of mine, I think her son was like 2 when that game came out, and now she was telling me recently that like he's been like asking about me in the game
Yeah.
now, and like he's known me, I've known
Yeah.
him my whole life, and like, but it's like this thing, you know, because he's like that age where you're
Yeah.
like 13 and you're like
Yeah.
GTA, you know, so
18 gamer. It's 18.
or she, this is another story she told me. She teaches violin in LA,
Okay.
and she, my friend Maria,
What a job to have, by the way, just teaching violin in the
yeah,
middle of Los
teaching, she's
Angeles.
amazing.
In the
Yeah,
middle of Los Angeles as
she
well.
teaches violin to student like kids, and she was having problems with this one kid, like not problems, but you know, he was just like didn't res you could tell he didn't respect her. And then for whatever reason, she pulled like the fact that she knew me out of her like back pocket. And ever since then, he's like, no, shut up. And like she had to like show
Yeah.
she, you know, she to prove she showed pictures of us together. And
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Mexico with her, you know, like she's a close
Yeah, a
friend. And
close friend, yeah.
ever since then, it's just like, you know, he does everything. He's like the model student.
You should have just sent a voice note just berating him in the voice of
Well,
Tracy.
that's what I
That's what you
said. I
should have
was
said.
like, so she's like, I'm gonna use you as like incentive for like if they do a certain amount, you know, of whatever, if they reach enough of high marks on their on this test or whatever, the prize is gonna be for you to appear. Like I'm hoping to be in LA in March for a screening of our film as
Yes.
well. And
Okay.
I was like, I'll gladly come into your school and, you know, say hi and like, I don't know,
Yeah.
Just be her for like a few minutes. And I mean, she's not going to be nice, but like she'll be kind of nice. Okay. So just like a little bit. So yeah, something
It's
like
amazing. It's how you can just snap into it like that. That is incredible. I mean, you've
Well,
just
I
done the
mean,
voice. Yeah. I mean, you've just done the voice. How real to you? I mean, it was 2012. So, I mean, when did production start on it? 20. It would have been come out in
God.
2012. So, when did production start on it?
I
Because
think
you're
it came out
going
in 2013, didn't it?
2013 then, perhaps. Yeah, 2013. I'm off by yeah, but 2013. So.
I think production started in 2010. I worked on it for 3 years before it came out.
Yeah, so you're going back like nearly 15 years. Do you know what I mean? You're going back like nearly 15 years. So like how real to you was it at that time period? Obviously it's a satire and it's so parody that it's unreal, but is there someone in mind that you have based Tracy off that you have encountered in your life that when they approached you to play the character, you was like, I am going to make an imitation of this kind of
No.
narcissistic.
I think it's really dangerous to do that, you know, as an
Okay.
actor. I feel like you have to really, I feel like the reason that she actually resonates with people is because I hope I was able to kind of make her not just a caricature. Like she
Yeah.
really is like lonely and sad, and she has,
Yeah.
you know, she lives in an like her household is abusive and her dad is like a gangster,
Yeah.
and you know, she has like all these deep desires and needs, but she's not very talented, and she doesn't really have
Yeah.
the tools to be the great thing that she wants to be.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have the support from her family. And so I mean, just like any character, even
Yeah.
when it's like this ridiculous parody that's, you know, you have to find the truths of that person. And so I think I really just tried to give her that, you know, like, and I mean, I don't know, if anyone that can kind of like center on their inner 13 to
Yeah.
16 year old can find that like ego. And
Yeah.
you know, I mean, it's just like when that period of your life when you were just like, I don't know, maybe there's people that just go through life and they never have a period where they're like self-centered or whatever, but you
Yeah.
know, just finding that, but then also the pain of
Yeah.
like, so yeah,
There's
not any one
more to
character,
Tracy
but
than I ever even thought. Do you know what I mean? There's more to yeah, but there's more to that character that when you think about kind of. Because obviously you've had to get into that kind of character for like 3 years. So that is a long time to spend with a project.
Yeah, it
So there's
was a
even
long
more that
time.
you know than people that have, you know, played through it several different
Sure,
times.
because they
You're,
have a
yeah.
limited range, but I can pull her out of me. Like I think you can do that with
Yeah.
any character you spend enough time with. It's like
Yeah.
I don't know, as an actor for me, like anyone I play kind of stays with me, and they also shift me. Like they teach me things, you know? So it's like I feel like being an actor for me is a way to better understand people in the world. And usually when I play someone, they're someone that I probably would judge, but then I can't judge
Yeah.
them because you can't judge someone you're playing or
No, of
you'll
course.
be, that's like the dead in the water
Yeah.
performance, you know?
No.
So you really have to know why this person operates the way they do and respect it. Even if it's not very respectful,
Yeah.
you know,
I mean, at what?
justify it.
Yeah. I mean, at
So,
yeah. I mean, at what point do you kind of? At what point do you feel sympathy, and at what point? Do you cringe? Because I was listening to Ned Luke talk about this. This isn't just you being in a booth for a microphone talking. This is with the suits on and having
yeah,
to physically act.
correct.
So I
Yeah.
mean, how draining is that? Because I generally thought that you might do what I which I do on the radio, which is essentially just kind of here with a microphone talking, doing the voice, doing and having a blast with it. But how draining is it to actually like physically being like, oh, here's a door and like that door isn't there. Or like here's
Well, so
pers
we did have, okay, so the technology kind of advanced as we were doing it.
Okay.
So, and we also, it's not like there were set pieces of sorts. Like they created like very bare bones structures. So like if I'm like when I'm on the what is that? This jet ski, you know, the jet ski scene, right?
Yes.
Where we're fleeing the
Yeah.
or you know
The
the
yacht.
porno yacht. So stupid.
Again, at what point do you cringe that this was like something that you spent with
Well, you
like
have to not cry. You have to really believe the circumstances, and you really do. You have to like get in that headspace where it's so real. And
The fame and
you know,
shame.
so like we're on this, like I feel like when I was on that jet ski was like I'm on the back of the jet ski with Ned, but it's like some sort of Apple box, but like I think I'm not sure if it moved or not, or if we just kind of like moved in
Had to
motion
move with it, yeah.
together, you know. But yeah, and then like we're dodging bullets and like you know the whole thing was just so absurd. But you really do have to be in that, like you ha I don't know, you can't be cringing while you're doing it, or that's not going to work. You
No,
have
of
to
course, yeah.
really
You
be
have to
invested. But
feel.
I don't think it's not exhausting. I mean, I think acting for me is just so invigorating. Like it gives me. I always think of whenever I do a play, like at the end of the play, I'm always like, I'm starving. Like I just like I could eat like the biggest burger. Like I'm
Yeah.
just, it's something about it. It like really, it depletes your energy, but it also like completely energizes you because
Yeah.
it's like a detour from yourself. You literally get to go into someone else's headspace and you get to live in this other headspace that doesn't really exist and is like completely free and beautiful and like without consequence. Like you can kill people, you can do all these crazy things in, you know, the character, and then you walk away and you're like,
Yeah. And then
people applaud you. They
you're
don't
back
like,
to
you know,
yourself,
put you
yeah.
in jail, you
You're
know.
back to yourself that isn't pretending that they have to get on Fame or Shame by dancing. It's like stuff like that. Like it's amazing. Yeah, by the way, how is the parts of it that you really kind of look back over and think, I cannot believe that I like was doing this. Like the Fame or Shame, for example, was that something that was just like it's mental that this was kind of that I was doing this and like acting in this way. Obviously you're
I
acting
mean,
in that way for a certain, but is there like an idea where you're like, this is like bizarre, this is mental. How have I ended up in this situation of doing this?
it is bizarre because I think, like, I think when I was at some point when I was a kid, I always said, like, I knew I would, like, have made it if I was made into, like, an action figure. You know, like, if someone made it, like, and, you know, like, you find, if you go to, like, I don't know, the store and you can buy, like, the, you know, Star Wars version, like little
Yes.
action figures of
Yeah.
people. And so that didn't happen, but in a weird way, it kind of did because,
Yeah.
and it's even like, it's not tangible. Like there's not like merch for GTA really outside of like t-shirts or
Yeah.
like, I mean, they'll send, like I have some merch, but I think it's kind of hard to get. Like Rockstar's very like focused
Yeah.
on like, you know, it's just the game. They don't need all that other
Yeah.
stuff.
Is there quite cool things that you kind of have like memorabilia scattered around your house? Like, is there quite cool things or?
Yeah, I got like my, you know, like I have a GTA hat I could go grab for you if you, I mean, I don't want to
Yes.
leave the space. Yes, you want me to
No,
grab it?
yes, please
No.
do.
Yes,
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I'll be right
Oh,
back.
no. I would have seen his hat. She's running. She's running. She's running. I do, yeah. Mental. Oh, there
So I
you go.
have
She come
like
back. Oh,
my
that is
Los
so cool.
Santos hat.
Oh, that's so cool. That is actually like from the game as well. That's so cool. I actually was like, I generally thought it might have been like next to you. So I don't know why I assumed it would
Yeah,
be. Yeah.
I mean, no, it's like in the other, I don't wear it very often because,
Yeah.
well, I don't like to, it's also like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not like walking around like I'm Tracy
No, of course, yeah. But is it quite a cool
DeSanta,
thing to
you know?
kind of
Like,
have as a bit of memorabilia for your work?
yeah, it is. And it's also fun to like, I don't, it is. And I don't know if you can buy this. I mean, I don't know if
Yeah, I've never seen
Rockstar
it.
sent this to me, and yeah, I think it was just made like for
Yeah.
the people that worked on it. And they sent me a bunch of t-shirts, and I've given some away, like people that were like just so crazy about the game, like, you know, it's like a present or
Yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Or I have a couple like, you know, sleep in or something, but I'm not like wearing them out, you
Of course,
know.
yeah,
It's that
no, of
feels
course.
a little much.
Yeah, you can't start dressing like it as well. Yeah.
No, definitely
Definitely
not.
not. I mean, I don't want to keep you for too long.
Okay.
I am having a wonderful, wonderful time. I will go through a few quick fire ones. By the way,
Okay.
how fun was it, by the way, yelling at Danny who plays, oh, Jimmy, Vicky, Jimmy, who plays Amanda, and Ned, who plays Michael. How fun was that to have that? Are you all in a room as you're doing them argument scenes, like in the kitchen when you all scream at each other?
Yeah, so
how
we're all in
that?
Like the suits with the balls, and we. So one thing you don't necessarily know is, in addition to the suits with the balls, the technology when we were doing it was like you wore the like a helmet, and then you had like these big metal prongs that were like jutting out from the helmet, and they were like
Yes.
this long. So like,
Okay.
there's like a pinhole camera like here,
Yeah,
but
okay.
you can't get too close to anyone, or you'll like knock them out with your like headlamp of, you know,
Yeah,
it's like
of course,
this
yeah.
thing. It's like, so there's like this weird quality of everyone like doing, you know, moving through space, but also kind of having to dance around each other because you can't get too close because you've got these big things
Yeah,
on your head.
of course.
But yeah, it was a lot. I mean, it's always fun to kind of be that outrageous, I think,
Yeah.
and like be able to do it without consequence. Like, who is ever that, like,
Allowed
how,
to
you
do
know,
that without,
allowed to do
yeah,
that and not be an actor?
without
Like, it's pretty,
impunity.
like, there are consequences when you're that much of a jerk or an
Yeah.
asshole in real life, you know? So yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I
Yeah.
love, I mean, like, yeah, that, like, they'll always be my, you know, GTA family.
Yeah.
And yeah, and
Oh, that's
Vicky
quite
and I
sweet
are
as well.
still close.
Oh,
And
okay.
yeah,
That is very
so
sweet. That is very, very sweet.
yeah.
I mean, currently, just very much, just turned 2024. If you was to really put yourself, what would you see Tracy be doing now in 2024? What would you see her?
Oh,
Because we
God.
saw at the end that she was going to go to college. Do you think she would have flunked college? Do you think she would have passed? Do you think she'd what do you think
I
she'd be
definitely
doing now?
don't think that Tracy stayed in school.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have a lot of
Do you
like.
think she made it? Do you think she made it as a reality star? Do you think she made it as a reality
Maybe
star?
as a reality. Sure. I guess it depends on like what
Yeah.
your version of
A
making it is.
Kardashian. A
Sure.
Kardashians, perhaps.
Well, I don't know if she's that. You know, I mean, I definitely, the Kardashians are obviously very good at marketing. You know, I
Yeah.
there's a whole universe around them. So I don't know that she's that savvy or has the resources for
Okay.
that level of fame.
Yeah, there's certain things
I
to
don't have a
it.
lot of high hopes for her, I guess I should say.
I
As she
mean,
comes from, like, you know, I mean, she
yeah.
comes from a gangster, broken
Yeah,
family in witness protection. You
that
know,
is.
she's like hanging out with at like porn sites, like
Yeah,
in her teen years. It's
it's
not
mad.
looking great for her,
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
mad.
And then she, all
Yeah.
she really has going for her is kind of her looks, and she's just kind of okay, you know. So like, I don't know. She's very just sort of basic, I think, in a
Yeah.
lot of ways, you know. And
Okay.
she has a lot of, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, do you think I'm wrong?
I feel like if I was to have a statement that she would make it as a reality star just out of pure like kind of desperation. I don't think that there's any necessary talent because
Yes, I appreciate
I don't
that.
think there's talent, but I think she'd have made it in some way or
Yeah.
form of something like that.
Yeah,
I
she
mean,
has a lot of will.
yeah.
She's very like driven with
Yeah.
like to be, you're right about
Famous.
that. Like, she's,
Yes.
yes. And she's not really afraid to do it anyway. Like, she's like, whatever that looks like, she just wants
Yeah.
the fame,
She just wants
you
the fame.
know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
So maybe, yeah, look
yeah,
at that. You
maybe.
just taught me something
I
about
don't know,
Tracy,
maybe. I don't know,
a future
maybe. Just
Tracy in the future.
anything to be famous, Tracy in 2024. I mean, there's a certain game, by the way, that is coming out in 2025, that being GTA 6. You know what question is going to come here.
I mean,
Has there been any calls, and would you go back to do it, even if it is just as a small cameo?
well, you know, I'm not, if I'm
Oh,
not
okay.
really
Yeah,
allowed to talk about
no, of course not.
anything
No.
related to,
Of course,
you
yeah.
know, the future.
Yeah.
So,
Would you want to go
but
back though? Would you want to go back? Maybe if there has or hasn't been any sort of interactions, would you want to go back and do it?
sure. I think that the
Yeah.
GTA universe
Is.
is definitely worthy of, you know, of return.
Keep it vague. I like it. We'll see. We'll see. And I'll have to come back to this like next year and just be like, I knew it. I knew it. If it does or doesn't, I don't know. And I don't want to get you in trouble with Rockstar because it's kept under such kind of secrecy. I mean, one final question. You've worked as an actor, you've worked as a voice actor and on plays and directing and acting. If there's one piece of advice for someone who wants to get into the industry, what would it be?
I think that you have to think of it, you have to want to do it not for the fame.
Yeah, of
You
course.
have to want to do it because you really have something to say and you believe in it. And you can't put a time limit on it because I think that it takes a long time to build a life as an artist. And success is measured in all kinds of ways. And so I would just say that, like, find a support job that supports it because most people will have to do something else along the way. They won't have the luxury of just being able to
Course.
just do it full time unless they just were born rich.
Or
But
perhaps,
that's
yeah.
not most of
Nepo
us,
baby.
right?
Nepo baby.
No,
Nepo baby.
right, exactly.
Hence why the actor strikes
So
was so important. Hence why the actor strikes was so important, because
exactly.
you put so much
Yeah,
effort into something. And if you're
exactly.
like kind of not reaping the
Yeah.
rewards of everything that you have done, then it definitely does not seem fair.
Yeah.
So is that kind of your advice? Just keep grinding at it, no matter how kind of, if you know
Yeah,
what I mean?
don't put a time limit on it. And give yourself like the space to carve out a life that supports it because you're gonna probably have to do something adjacent to it as your career grows. And at a certain point, hopefully that will, you will be able to make a living full time doing it. But it takes a while to get to that point, and so you can't just put all your eggs in one basket or you'll
Yeah, of
fizzle out. You know,
course.
you have to figure out, and you have to have something that is flexible that will really, it's a lot of, I think it's a
It's a
lifestyle
lot of
being an
effort. It's a lot
actor
of
or a
lifestyle. Yeah.
creative.
Yeah. It's not
So,
just a singular job. It's.
yeah, and you really have to have a job that's open, like
Yeah.
so many jobs are like were not possible for me in the midst
Yeah,
of
of
this
course.
because they like you have these obligations that you can't get out of,
Yeah.
It's gotten a little easier, I think, in the like with Zoom and with like self tapes and
Yeah, of
various
course.
ways that people do it now, versus how it was when I first started in the industry, but
Definitely.
it still is. It owns you a little bit. So
Yeah.
you have to figure out, and you have to figure out, like, also for your mental health, how to
How to deal with
balance
it.
that
Yeah.
and not take it personally when you don't get a role. It doesn't necessarily mean you weren't good. It just
No.
means you weren't quite right, or there was someone that was more right.
Yeah,
Or,
absolutely.
that person is the sister of someone, or,
It's just
like,
it's just
there's
one
a
of them.
million reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to run out of time because I can see the Zoom is ticking down. Yeah,
Okay.
thank you. You are one of my favorite interviews that I've ever done. Thank you. And do you
Aw.
just want to this as well? Can you
Okay.
say bye in the Tracy DeSanta voice?
I mean, I don't think so. Like, I'm not just like a parrot. I don't just like do things on command. So, like, no. But okay. All right, maybe. Bye, Jamie. So nice to talk to
No, thank you. Yeah, genuinely, that is amazing that you can do that. Genuinely, thank you. You know, I was going to do that. I was actually going to talk as if I was talking to Tracy. I was actually going to say thank you, Tracy. But yeah, genuinely, one of my favorite guests. Thank you for doing this. I really do appreciate it. And yeah, best of luck with your day, because currently it's 5 o'clock, so it's tea time here for us. It's dinner time or whatever
Awesome.
Americans may call it. Yours is
Tea
currently
time.
your day is only just getting started at about 12 o'clock
Yes,
as well.
it's
So
lunch.
it's
Yes.
lunch there as well. So enjoy the rest of your day. And yeah,
Thank
thank you for doing
you.
this. I really do appreciate it.
All right,
Thank
send
you.
it to me. Send it my way
I will
when you
do.
get it out there.